Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we do, and this saved everybody out there right now, because I was going to tell you about how my day went today, but now we get to actually talk about some stuff that is probably of some import to all of us. So as we do, let's us talk to the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How did your day go today?
Oh, I went down to my chiropractor, Dr. Mangala.
And how is Dr. M doing these days?
Well, Dr. Mangala, what he's trying to do is he's trying to keep me from going under the knife. And he is a chiropractor that he sits on the board that actually governs chiropractors in my state. So he knows a lot of different techniques, and he does this one thing, which he refers to as it's the way he decompresses my spine. And it sounds like a squeaky bike tire from outside if you're listening to what's going on, except for the grunting and the groaning. Because what he's doing is he's taking my lower body and he's holding my upper body down with one hand. I swear to God, the guy is like a kung fu master when it comes to the strength that he just... You don't think he looks strong? Wait till he tries to hold you down to the table. So he's holding me down on the table, right on the muscle right beside the spine, while he's taking my lower body and pulling it down and away, and then circling with it, because it's a two-piece table that is connected together. I swear to God.
Have you
been on one of those?
I have.
Wouldn't that work if the CIA were to take that and take like a high value target and stick him on there and start doing that? Wouldn't you think he would give up everything you needed to know how to?
I spill all the beans every time.
That's enhanced interrogation technique number one.
Goodness.
So let's talk about this real quick, simply because we've been sort of spouting, or I've been spouting here. So let's talk about the Chinese knockoff gun safes.
Yeah, you got to be really careful when you're buying stuff these days. You know, a lot of people troll sites like Wish.com, and there are a few others that specialize in cheap Chinese crap. That a lot of it is copyright infringement stuff, out and out knockoffs that say Leupold on it or EOTech on it. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about some sort of biometric or a safe that's Bluetooth enabled. Dave Getzinger, one of our writers or sometime contributors, found it'll pop open if you just drop it on your knee or drop it on the ground. It's unbelievably unsafe. It's made of the same kind of plastic that they make Legos out of. And it's not sold on some obscure site like Wish.com. It's sold on Amazon. And it's not even inexpensive. I want to say it's like $100. you might think you're getting something that's decent, but you're not. This thing's not made out of metal, and it's very easy. If you take a look at our site, read the article, and check out the video, you see how easy it is to pop this thing open. If you have kids and you buy one of these, especially if you're a new gun owner and you want to keep your brand new pistol away from your kids, this is not the thing to buy.
And
there are good names out there. There are good names out there.
Do they sell them on Amazon too?
The good ones?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They sell the good ones too. So they'll sell, Vol-Tec, and oh gosh, all the names are going right out of my head now. All the usual ones. I know Hornady has a line of good safes, and Liberty does, and I can't remember all the. But there are plenty of good reputable ones that are well designed and more than strong enough to keep your kids away from your firearm. This is not one of those things. if this thing accidentally fell off your nightstand with a gun in it, it could pop open and your kid would then have access to a firearm. Don't do that.
No. Nobody wants to do that one.
No.
Nobody wants to do that one. That's interesting. When I see something like this, did you go to the website to see does it have reviews?
There are reviews, and they're all saying, like 3 and 4, maybe even a few 5-star reviews. And if you read our article, Dave tried to put a bad review in Amazon, but they wouldn't accept it. And he tried to contact them and say, look, this thing's a POS. And I tested it myself, and if you look at this, he sent him a link to the video so they could see how easy it was to open. And he said his review doesn't meet their qualifications.
Well, that's interesting.
You know,
the problem with this, and I don't know if you're seeing this in Austin. Around here, we have one shopping mall around here, and it is decaying. It is going away.
They all are.
And the problem is, this is all happening because of COVID. And in the meantime, even if you do actually make it in somewhere, they're probably not going to have what you're looking for. Then they're going to say, well, we can order it. And then you're going to say, well, I can order it. And then everybody's going to Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to say, Amazon is extremely convenient. I mean, we use them a lot for all kinds of stuff. A lot of times you can't find something locally, they've got it, and you can get it frequently the next day if you're a Prime member. They are unbelievably convenient, but they certainly aren't firearms friendly, although they do sell a lot of firearms related gear. And you just don't rely on the reviews because I don't think they're honest. And I think they edit out the bad ones and just use caveat emptor, as they say.
Yeah. But I just find that sort of ironic because I'll go around and everybody be like, you should support and sell or buy local. Okay.
It's not always easy.
Yeah, you don't have anything though. I mean, what am I buying? You got nothing.
Yeah. Hopefully some of that will change, but more and more people are wanting to avoid crowds and avoid the hassles and avoid contact with other people, and Amazon makes that much easier.
I don't get that at all. We're supposed to be social animals, aren't we? I think so.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah. Every week. We whenever Dan and I get together, we try the absolute impossibility of doing it, what I refer to as the recap of what the truthaboutguns.com does. Suffice to say, I can't do it justice because they are just that prolific. Check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. I see this article about the anti-gun organizations wanting Biden to make gun control a big part of his platform and everything.
Yeah.
Aren't they sort of like giving him a lot of credit for remembering to show up?
Well, he's not even going to show up. I mean, he's not going to.
That's right. It's virtual, isn't it? That's right.
Yeah. They're going to have some event in, I think it's Milwaukee, but he won't be there. You would think he would show up, you know, to accept the nomination to be the Democrat candidate. You would think that he could manage that, but no. I guess he's simply, I have to believe he's that concerned about getting COVID. Gotta be it. And I also think that some of it has to do with the fact that maybe they don't trust him to stand up and read from a teleprompter, a speech of that length. Maybe he's going to be more comfortable reading from, however he handles himself, you know, in his basement, and he's just going to do it from there. I don't know. But yeah, this was all mostly just a puff piece. It was an excuse for The Hill to run an article on gun control. And high hopes that each of the big three gun control orgs have for a prospective Biden administration. So they talk to somebody from Everytown, somebody from Brady, and somebody from Giffords, and they say, you know, they say that a Biden presidency, you know, which lasts about 6 months until it becomes a Harris presidency, would be the most pro-gun sense administration in history, which means it would be the most anti-gun, civil rights, Second Amendment rights abrogating administration that the country's ever seen.
Aren't they seeing? I mean, some of that stuff is getting sort of fractured right now. I mean, I just saw where the New York Police Department unions are backing Trump.
Yes, they are.
And, I can see a whole bunch of law enforcement unions beginning. And no matter what the police chiefs say, I'm sure that the police commissioner of New York is probably going, what? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I heard she threw a hissy fit over this. I find some of this stuff interesting that they think they can just do this. They can say this. We're going to say this, and we hope he says this. And it's just going to be like it always has been, because it isn't. I mean, they've got some big issues right now as far as gun control are concerned.
They have a lot of big issues, and it's going to be harder to sell this to a public that is increasingly buying firearms. They're adding millions more guns every month, adding hundreds of thousands of brand new gun owners every month. They're counting on not only a Biden presidency, but flipping the Senate and holding on to the House. And if they do that, they think that they can ram through whatever they want to, Virginia style.
Well, I mean, that's only gonna take them so far. I mean, there's going to be some things if they do it, especially if Antifa gets really, really active, because I don't think they're ever going to stop being active. I saw them in Sturgis. Why would you go to Sturgis, Antifa?
That seems like one of the last places they want to be. That's a good place to get your skull cracked.
Well, I mean, one guy kicked a bike and they took it. I mean, the cops took him down. They didn't wait on the bikers. The cops did it. But
no, the cops saved him. Saved that guy from the bikers, I'm sure. the cops.
They're going to continue on, and they're going to keep on pushing. These guys want bloodshed. They want, and I mean, they're not down with the program that. This is the other thing about Biden and Kamala Harris, though. Or as he says, Kamala Harris. Nobody on the left likes them. They're not left enough. The Bernie Bros are going to stay home. Antifa's not going to vote for them. BLM's not going to vote for them. Even though they're giving them all their money. But I mean, I just look at this, and I their tone deafness is astonishing.
Well, they're bending over backwards to please the farthest left factions of the Democrat Party. They feel that they have to do that, because if they don't, they think they're going to alienate, as you say, too many of the Bernie bros and the AOC acolytes, you know, the people that the squad leads these days. And the question is, how far can they move that in that direction without alienating the center-left people, that, you know, the middle-of-the-roaders, who at some point are going to finally say, hey, you know, I'm no Trump fan, but I can't go, I'm not down with defunding the police and constant rioting and looting and fighting with cops and burning. You know, it gets to be too much. You're gonna alienate those centrist aspect of the Democrat Party that didn't vote for Trump in 2016, but might say, "Look, I'm not a Trump fan, but what's my choice? I can't back this. I just can't get on board with these people."
Yeah, politics are about to take a very interesting turn for a whole bunch of people. Especially, there's been a bunch of people that don't care, and they're about to start caring.
Yeah, they're going to be made to care.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to be happy about that. I think they're happy. I think their ignorance is bliss thing is very happy. That's their happy spot. And when they get pulled out of that, well, that's going to be something to behold.
Yeah, we shall see. I hope you're right. You know, the polls aren't going that way, supposedly, but, you know, they didn't go that way 4 years ago either.
Polls are the, especially, I think exit polls, I think they should be outlawed. Exit
yes.
polls should be outlawed. That's nothing more than an attempt for them to tell you, your vote doesn't count, it isn't going to matter, because this has already happened this way, so just stay home. That's disenfranchisement.
I kind of agree with you. I mean, the people in the mountain and the western states, they're the ones that are most affected by those polls, those exit polls, and they're frequently wrong.
In the last little bit, they've been completely wrong all the time.
Yep.
Because it's propaganda. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postmaster Louis DeJoy, recently appointed by President Trump, is set to testify at a House Oversight Committee hearing next week, the panel confirmed on Monday, in the midst of a Democratic-led fury over recent changes at the Postal Service. As 11 speakers prepare to speak at the virtual Democratic National Convention on Monday, President Trump on the road himself speaking in Mankato, Minnesota.
Now Biden wants to lock all Americans in their basements for months on end, which would inflict permanent, irreversible harm on our nation's children, families, health, and economy. By contrast, my administration is following data-driven and science-based approaches that apply to common sense mitigation, aggressively sheltering those at greatest risk, our seniors. We have to shelter them.
USA Radio News. Many California residents are still dealing with rolling blackouts as extreme heat bakes the western United States. Over 270,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers reportedly had their power shut off for over 2 hours. This restaurant owner tells Fox News,
"The power did go out around 4 o'clock, so we pretty much lost all of our business pretty much for the whole weekend. Already a big impact from COVID-19, and all this heat is just crazy."
Violence is continuing in Portland, Oregon, as a mob assaulted 3 people overnight. Video footage captured downtown shows individuals being repeatedly punched and kicked with no police officers in sight. James Bucall is an attorney in Portland.
"The leadership of Portland is deliberately encouraging this disorder, and so that's what they want. I don't know exactly why they want it, but that's what they want."
Violence continuing in New York City, where at least 7 people died over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And you've got one interesting thing on the front page right there that I find it's one of those things that nobody's asking.
But we try to answer a lot of questions.
Yeah. You think that gun sales are an indicator, like in New York City or New York right now, New York State right now, gun sales are up 121%. You think gun sales are going to be an indicator of how things are going to go in November?
Yeah, that's a quote that we cited from theamericanthinker.com. And they're saying, I mean, they're basically making the point that we've made here for quite a while. I mean, we've seen weeks and weeks of violence and civil unrest and attacks on police and attacks on individuals, and now people moving into some of this violence moving into the suburbs, and people are feeling insecure. Part of one of the barometers of that insecurity is the number of guns and the amount of ammo that's being sold in this country, the likes of which we've never seen. Gun companies can't keep up. Ammunition companies can't keep up. It's all they can do to get raw materials enough to keep, to keep feeding the machines. All of it goes to this disquiet that the average American is feeling given what he's seeing on the news and reading online. The anti-gun left is supporting Joe Biden. Joe Biden is ostensibly leading in the polls. People, most Americans, do not, and you can, this has been polled, if you can believe polls, most people do not agree with gun confiscation. They want the right to keep and bear arms, even if they don't own guns. Most Americans want the right to own firearms. They don't like the idea of somebody coming in and confiscating them. So to the extent that that's exactly what Biden and his president-in-waiting, Kamala Harris, is saying that they're going to do, they pledged to do something to regarding gun control in the first 100 days, that makes people nervous. And so they're buying guns, and you would think that if that makes them that nervous, they're not going to vote for them either. So there you have the most revealing poll of all. Those lines you see outside of gun stores.
If Kamala Harris, if Kamala Harris doesn't make everybody, I mean, because she has done damage to her own people. I mean, she used to keep people in jail for cheap labor.
So I've read. Yeah. And she's apparently, I have not read these articles. I've read articles talking about this. But she supposedly has put up roadblocks to people who are in jail getting DNA tests that might overturn their convictions. I mean, she, by all accounts, was just an extremely nasty piece of work as the Attorney General in California.
Right.
She was everything that Democrats right now say they are against. But they're more than happy to look the other way if it means electing somebody who is not orange with a funny-looking haircut.
Orange man bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Orange man bad. Yeah. Yeah. But I still think, you know, when you see these, like in the last go-round in 2016, Hillary Clinton would go to an event that was a Democratic event, and there'd be nothing but Democrats there. And then there'd be an interior tent in the exterior tent, which was going to be where she was going to be speaking. And there'd be tens of thousands outside, and she'd go in there to speak, and you know, three dozen would come in there to listen to her. And yet, everywhere Trump goes, they just, you know, they're just howling at the moon. They just can't wait to see him out there. They're buying five MAGA hats themselves. You know, I need one in each color. I know red is the official color, but you got a digital camo one. You know, the flags and all this other stuff. They are very, very vocal supporters, whereas Democrats are just not that enthusiastic. I mean, I know they get all the press because, well, you know, the press is sort of in the bag on that one. But are we supposed to sit around and believe, well, this time around is going to be different? All these guys that were, you know, all those guys that voted for the orange man, they're going to change their mind because he picked Kamala.
Yeah, I don't see the draw there. If you look at how she did in the presidential primary, she flamed out fast because she was about half an inch more likable than Hillary Clinton was. And she didn't have much to commend her as a candidate. And she doesn't now either, other than the fact that Joe said he was going to hire somebody with a cervix and somebody who had the right color. So she ticked off both of those boxes.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. I don't know. This should get really interesting. I saw the other day where in the NBA somebody did a meme of her. And you would think the NBA is Black Lives Matter as they all are and everything else and all the virtue signaling that goes on. You'd think this guy would be part of it, but one of the photographers for the Houston Rockets published a meme, and he'd been with them for 30 years, and they were baying for his blood.
Because it was an anti-Harris meme?
It was an anti-Harris meme. It said something about something with Joe and then something else with a H-O-E, which I'll be honest with you. I thought that was quite amusing. It was, you know,
I can't believe
well
he's still
done.
Employed.
Yeah. No, he's gone. He got fired.
He's done.
He out of there.
Yeah.
But whatever he did and everything that he did up to that point, that was all completely negated by the fact that he dared to, you know, say what everybody else is saying about her. Which I refer to her, when you're not on the show with me, I refer to her as Willie Brown's side chick.
Yes, they were closely related for a long time.
You can feel free to quote me on that one if you like. If you have to write an article and you're talking about Kamala's, I'm using Joe's pronunciation of her name. If you need to tell her about talk about Kamala's character, you can quote me on that one if you will.
I may just do that.
I do appreciate that. We're coming up on the break, and for those of you that this stuff that we're talking about, this is just the front page. I'm sure it's changed twice today, the front page. When I look at it on the weekend, it changes during the day. When I say completely changes, top to bottom change. And that is the epitome of what is the truth about guns.com. They are truly trying to get you the breaking news as it happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and there is one area out there in America land where they're not looking to defund the police, and it actually the police actually what are the odds that you would have two articles on the front page about Peoria, Illinois?
I know, it's amazing. Yeah, earlier, last week, or over the weekend, actually, ran an article because a couple of lowlifes held up a kid's lemonade stand, and they did it with a gun, and they got away with all of $30, which is just incredible. Two 13-year-olds holding, you know, selling some lemonade on the side of the road, and a couple of guys walk up, pull a gun, and grab their cash box and steal $30. Well, the Peoria police responded quickly, and the cops who showed up started buying lemonade from them. But they didn't buy it for like 25 cents a glass like the kids were selling it for. They were paying like $10 and $20 a glass, because they felt sorry for the kids. And then the next day, apparently half the police department showed up. They had their MRAP and like 10 cars show up at a parade, and all the cops came by and bought lemonade from the kids, and they raised all kinds of money. And it was just a really nice thing for the cops to do. I don't know if it was that directly prompted it, but as a result, over the weekend, they held a march in support of the police in Peoria, a Back the Blue rally. And it was very short notice. Wasn't a whole lot of planning went into it, but they still got 100, 150, maybe even more. It's hard to tell from the images. Our writer John Bach was there, and I didn't, unfortunately, we didn't get a total good count. But they did a great job of organizing it. They had speeches from some of the usual political critters, unfortunately, but some entertaining speeches as well. And they had security there in case any black-clad troublemakers showed up. Fortunately, none did. And it was just an all-American kind of thing, and it was nice to see.
That always kills me when I hear about. I guess they picked the wrong day because there's probably a larger amount of money in the till after that. After the cops showed up, after they were paying $20 a glass.
Yeah, the kids raised like I think $1,000 or $1,500 because of all the attention. Yeah, and they had people coming by and just throwing money at them, because it made the local news. So that was nice. It was just a great response, and it was really nice for all the Peoria cops to show up and support these kids. They were traumatized, I'm sure, looking up and seeing, looking down the barrel of a gun, a couple of idiots trying to steal. I mean, how much do you expect to get if you're going to pull a gun and pick somebody up? Go to the local Stop and Rob, where you stand a chance of walking away with a few hundred dollars.
Well, I don't know. They sound like they were just looking for money for drugs, although they had guns, huh? So they haven't sold the guns yet for drugs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, they probably stole those, too.
Yeah. I love to watch certain documentaries. I watched one the other day about Seattle is Dying.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's very good. You should watch it. You already knew all this stuff before. It's always nice to watch something and get a little corroboration, though, right? Anyway, most of these drug, these people that are looking for their fix, all they're looking for is to steal just that much. I need $10 for the fix, and I don't know. Because most of these places give you, most of the municipalities supply the drug needles.
Yeah, a lot of them do have needle programs. That's absolutely right.
So, it still boggles the mind, though, going after kids. That's supposed to be against the criminal code, right? No women, no kids. I saw that, I think, on Leon the Professional.
Yeah, a lot of criminals don't get that message or that memo, and they'll go after anybody who they think presents a juicy opportunity.
Right. Yeah. If they're criminals, I get it. I guess they... That's what it boils down to, is that they're criminals.
Yeah, they tend not to obey the law, which is a kind of a prerequisite. The cops made a nice showing. The local citizenry rallied in their support, and I know there probably won't be many moves to defund the police in Peoria anytime soon.
Yeah. To switch gears, going over here, you have a really, what looks like a really good article by Jeff Gonzalez, the tactical trainer. To learn to shoot faster, you have to slow it down, which I wish I had seen that article about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, that's Jeff really knows the stuff, and if you've taken any kind of pistol training or handgun training at all, you've probably heard the cliche. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And if you haven't actually tried that, you probably haven't learned it yet, but it is absolutely true. I've done it. I was just up at the 6-Hour Academy last month, and we did some competitive shooting there, and it's amazing how much better you get, the better results you get when you take your time, go through the fundamentals and shoot, not deliberately, but slower and smoother, and you end up with a faster overall result.
Yeah.
And it's great in competition, and it works in a self-defense situation just as well.
That's the thing. It just gets so exciting and fun to shoot that I get out there, especially with some of the guns that I get to fire. I just tend to just run them wide open. Till I stop hearing the target get hit, then I slow down when I stop hearing the target. When I'm shooting steel, if I don't hear a nice little ka-ting, I'm like, wait a minute.
That's what he says. He says, look, if you're shooting and you're stacking every shot and you're producing tiny little clover leaves, you're shooting too slowly.
Yeah.
And if you're shooting and your target looks like a piece of Swiss cheese, you're shooting too fast. But, if you're grouping your shots, center mass in the middle of your target, in the 10 ring, you're probably doing it right.
I get that. I can see that. Anyway, the do you think this is going to be it on the magazines? Do you think they're going to request? I know Becerra's out there saying, I'm going to review this. Like, well, you know, I don't have to listen to the courts.
Oh, no, he's going to he's going to ask for an unbank review of the case, if for no other reason than just to delay it. Because he's not going to let this stand and let people buy 15, 20, 30 round magazines anytime soon. So
right.
He'll do everything he can to delay it. And but the interesting is, you know, there's an article in February in the LA Times saying that Trump has flipped the knife. And part of what you saw in the Duncan v. Becerra ruling was a result of that. Two out of those three judges applied strict scrutiny and ruled that the magazine capacity limit in California violates the Second Amendment. That would not have happened 5 years ago.
Yeah, and we're about to run out of time. We'll have to. We will continue to follow this as we go along. And for those of you that want to continue to follow this on other days when it's not me and Dan, check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Be right back. Coming up next from Staccato, it's going to be Tony Pignato. Yeah, that rhymes. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.